This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Actress Leah Remini is suing the Church of Scientology. So she just filed a lawsuit in California against the church for a whole slew of things. She posted on Instagram, she said, for 17 years, Scientology and David Miscavige, who's the leader of the Church of Scientology, have subjected me to what I believe to be psychological torture, defamation, surveillance, harassment, and intimidation, significantly impacting my life and career. I believe I'm not the first person targeted by Scientology and its operation, but I intend to be the last.
So this isn't suing them for like when she was in Scientology, because she's been very, very vocal, has done TV shows calling out Scientology. So she's talking about when she left the church, they have made her life a living hell, according to her, and that's what she's suing for.
Yeah, and people are actually expecting her to bring Tom Cruise in as a witness, because one of the main talking points that she's brought up when she talked about like all of the psychological torment from the situation, she said that when she was at Tom Cruise's wedding in 2006, she went up to David Miscavige, the leader of the Church of Scientology, and was like, hey, where's your wife? Like, she's kind of like missing. And apparently after that, for 4 months, she was psychologically punished. And because Tom Cruise is so closely tied with the Church of Scientology, he's expected to probably be a witness in this case.
Oh, God.
I know.
You know he's going to skydive into the courthouse, though.
Mission Impossible style. Maybe jump on some couches or two. But she wants the Church of Scientology to cease and desist any practice of harassment, defamation, and any unlawful conduct against anyone they've labeled as a quote-unquote enemy.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, David Miscavige, his wife Shelley, has been missing since 2007.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of intrigue surrounding her, and nobody knows where she is.
Mm. And Leah just wanted to know where she was at, mm-hmm. and she probably shouldn't have asked.
One question too many. Now Leah gonna go missing.
Ed Sheeran had a really cute girl dad moment on stage with his first live gender reveal. So a lucky couple was in like one of the first couple rows of an Ed Sheeran concert, and they were holding this sign. They passed this envelope to Ed, and he decided that this was the perfect time to be able to let the world know what this couple was having. And Harry Styles does this a lot too. And typically what Harry will do after he reveals the gender is sometimes he'll even ask Harry to name the child. And so I was kind of like wondering if they were going to do that, because how cool is that? Like, first of all, Ed Sheeran telling the world what you guys are having, but also then as like you call your child whatever you call it, being like, Ed Sheeran actually gave me that idea for the name.
As a child, when that child grows up, are you thrilled that a celebrity named you, or deep down, are you a little disappointed that your parents couldn't get it together enough to name you themselves? Because I feel both ways. I'm like, that would be so cool to be like, Harry Styles, name me. But then at the same time, I'd be like, really, mom and dad? Like, you didn't care enough to figure one out for me? You had to, you know, offload the work?
Well, they were just going to name her like Emily or something. But instead, they could have like a cool name. Like, his daughter's names are Jupiter and Lyra. Imagine the creativity he could have come up with for your name.
Hey. I would feel cheated.
You would feel cheated?
I would feel cheated.
Like, that's your job, mom.
Yeah, you're lazy. Why didn't y'all name me?
And he took Jupiter. He's going to like give them Uranus or something.
Hi, I'm Nemo.
Listen, parents are not that creative. My name is Abby just because my parents just liked the name. And I would like a cool story, because that's always an icebreaker in like classes and stuff. They're like, well, what's the story behind your name? And everyone has like a sweet, like, oh, it's after a book character. And I'm like, my parents just like rolled the dice.
Yeah, Hollis's name is just like, yeah, we didn't know anybody named Hollis. There was no inspiration. And Hayden was named after a piping company that we saw on a billboard on the way down to South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't come up with a name. We saw Hayden Piping. And when Stacey and I both looked at us and goes, oh, that's a nice name. And I said, that's a weird name for a kid, Piping. And she said, no, the Hayden part. And I'm like, oh, that's good.
See, I think it makes it so special that both your parents liked your name, because now you have a little piece of them with your name. It's something they loved. Like, I had so many book names I loved, and we purposely didn't name our son after any of them in case it became TV shows and bad stuff happened. But, like, also we wanted something that was from us. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, I should feel cheated because I was named after a professional basketball player.
Oh.
Maurice Cheeks.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, it wasn't even Julius Erving they named me after.
Why Mo Cheeks?
He just liked the fact that Dr. J used to call him Mo in the backcourt.
Come on,
and
really?
It was like, yeah, Mo will work. And Maurice Cheeks, that's all he knows.
Can your nickname be Cheeks?
No.
Yeah.
No,
it can't.
This is why I don't tell y'all anything.
Mr. Cheeks.
That's taken.
Jamie Foxx deleted a post over the weekend people are calling anti-Semitic. I'll tell you what Jennifer Aniston's got to do with it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.